tough way to end a season with so much hope. What was the difference? I mean, you look at the final scoreboard. Obviously, they put 44 on the board. That was a big difference. But mentally going into this game, you guys just didn't look right.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we prepared hard, and we went out and fought hard and played as a team, lost as a team, and, you know, got beat by a football team that played better than us today.
Yeah. Did you have to change the way you run your offense with the guys missing today?
I don't think so. We threw it a lot. We were in four wide, back into some empty. Thought the guys up front blocked well. Thought the receivers played really hard. I know they were tired at the end of the game. Played really hard. I commend them for that. And we had guys step up that haven't seen a whole lot of time this year. And, did some decent things.
Kyle, talk about those picks by Derek Johnson. The first one, obviously underthrown. The second one looks like he just snuck up on you.
Yeah, I just the first one I wish I had back. One of my poor throws of the day. The second one, that's football. Sometimes you don't see guys. I think he was supposed to be blitzing, actually, and kind of just came across the line of scrimmage. I thought I had Daniel Graham wide open, and there he showed up on me. So that happens in this league. Obviously, I wouldn't have wanted it to happen tonight, but just kind of, how it goes.
Thank you, Kyle. Let's go back to the studio, gang.
I know you have to look week to week while you're in it, but, I mean, when you look at it now, big picture, and you guys started 6-0 until I finished 8-8, I mean, can you talk about maybe what might have went wrong the last couple months? That went right
well, we didn't play as well. We played so well the first 6 weeks, complimentary-wise. Like we've talked about all year, the kicking game helping both phases, and the offense not turning it over to help the defense, and the defense, getting us some field position and us taking advantage of it. So I just think that for whatever reason, that kind of slipped down the stretch. We kind of seemed like one group would be playing well and maybe not the other, and we just kind of get it on the same page on the same game, and it's tough to win when you do that.
Do you think this offense needs to kind of take it to another level and start next year?
Well, I mean, this will be our second year, so obviously we got to work hard. This is a big offseason coming up. Everybody's had a year to kind of digest the system and get comfortable. And I think Coach has had a chance to get comfortable with his players as well. So, I'm as frustrated as I am right now, I'm also excited. I'm looking forward to next season. I'm looking forward to playing with these guys. We got a bunch of good pros in this locker room, and I appreciate every one of them.
Kyle, you said you've wanted to come back. Has the team alerted you? Do they want you back in this capacity?
Time will tell. Yeah. Time will tell. It'll be an interesting offseason for a lot of people. I think I've been very patient, and I know the organization has been patient as well with me, so I think something's going to get worked out, and I certainly want to be back with these guys. I want to be back with these coaches, and this is the best organization that I've ever played for, so I want to keep on doing it.
Suffice it to say, the roster will not look the same when you come back.
I've never been on a team that the rosters look the same. That's the, really the tough part about the last game of the season. This is the last time you're ever going to play with this group of guys, and it's going to be a different team next year, no question about it.
You had a couple key players dismissed from this game. It had to have been tough to win that game if something like that goes on with some of your key players.
We had the guys, that wanted to play in the huddle. I appreciate Coach for his decision. We're trying to win games, and we're trying to build something special. And sometimes you got to make tough decisions, and I stand behind him, and I know the other guys do as well. And I just appreciate him for, having the direction for this football team.
Kyle, I know the record's the record, 8-8, but when you look at how you played in that first six games to the end, what do you think is an accurate gauge of where this team is right now? I mean, obviously 8-8, but I mean...
I don't know. I mean, offseason tells a lot. It's going to be, how hard do we want to work? What type of effort do we want to put in the offseason? It's easy to show up when you're supposed to and work and do all that, but the great teams, they show up and they're ready to whirl, even when you don't have to. So I think that's the group of guys that we have, and we're ready to go.
Are you shocked that you're not going to be in the playoffs after that start?
It's tough to swallow. I mean, no question. And it's a tough way to end the season for sure.
Are you acknowledging, Kyle, that there are players, leaders on this team who do know that there are other players that weren't into it and weren't totally there?
We just wanted we felt for the last game we wanted guys that wanted to be out there and playing, their hardest and playing for the team, and that's who we had out there.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it.